All right, what do you get when you combine the power of an award-winning band with the genius of an award-winning electronics company? Anyone?
Ed Phones?
You got it, Mike Ditchy! Weren't you in two bands? You
play drums
two
and
bands.
You play guitar!
You play drums in Anthony's band, and you play guitar in Jim Broy's band. You get that, Mike Ditchy? You get Shite. Some of the best sound ever created. Hey, you want some olives, Mike? What are you buying today? Iron Maiden and Onkyo have created Edphones. Yes, Edphones. They've joined forces.
We're all wearing Edphones right now.
Yep. Join us right now, and we will join forces. The Iron Maiden and the Onkyo. Bang, gang, 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 gang. And we will create Maiden Audio that Maiden Audio Edphones. Made especially for rock and metal fans, designed with Iron Maiden's legendary Steve Harris. These studio quality headphones truly must be heard. You can't just walk by them.
Yeah, you don't just look
at
them.
You gotta put them on.
Yeah.
Gotta hear it.
If you don't put them on, it can't be believed. You gotta visit shop.onkyo.com and click on headphones to get your pair today for only $199 and keep listening for your chance to win a pair. At shoponkyo.com and click on headphones for your headphones.
Just gotta do it. Just gotta do it.
It's my pleasure, old friend. I loaded up the packs, tent, and food is there. Anything else we need?
Yes, don't forget to pack my fudge. You know how I have a sweet tooth. Can
I tell you what I wanted to tell you, Jim?
Only if we're ready to go, Mike.
We are ready to go.
All right. Before we even start, I got a lot of things to talk about today. I'm very hopped up.
You were just sleeping 5 seconds ago on that chair.
It's because I'm saving his energy.
I feel like I'm getting sick, so I don't want to get sick again.
That's why we keep you over there in the corner.
Long Island kicked my ass. Did 3 shows in one night. Played Baltimore. I'm wiped out.
How did those shows go?
Everything was Paramount? Amazing. Everything was amazing.
Was Paramount last night or
Saturday? 2 nights ago. Saturday.
Luckily, Rhode Island was canceled.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I would have been wiped out. So anyway, before we even get into that, what? You're dying to tell me something, Mike.
So remember last time we were here, we shut off the mics and we went in the other room and you were kind of mocking me about how when I go to ShopRite, I don't like talking to anybody. You know, like when I walk down the aisles and I like, if I see someone in an aisle, I'll take a different aisle because I don't want to walk
by anyone. Yeah, yeah.
And I like what I get at the store is determined on how many people are by certain items.
Yes.
So you're kind of mocking me, and then you're like, honestly, I kind of do the same thing. You kind of said that.
Yeah.
So I go into ShopRite, and I'm at the salad bar, and a guy comes up to me, and he's like, I saw you at Bernie's, talking really loud.
Okay.
you have a grin on your face right now. I saw you at Bernie's. It's like, you play with Jim Brewer's band. I was like, yeah.
Shake
it
down.
The library.
Keep it down.
You sound like, what's that character in the, remember on Sesame Street? Hey, be quiet. He sold numbers or something like that.
What do you sell?
Eights.
Eights, like the number eight.
Shh. He goes, right. You're in like 2 bands? And I go, I'm in a couple bands. And he goes, yeah, because I saw you played drums in the first band and you played. And I was like, yeah. I was like, thanks, man. Thanks. He goes, that was a great show. It was a great show. And I was just like, thanks. I think this is where it ends. He's like, Yeah, I see Jim in here a lot. I told him I saw you. He said, go up to him and tell him you've seen him. He'll like that. And then I just go, oh, and then I walk out and I'm cracking up now.
I know exactly who it is. Yeah, I know exactly.
And then I'm getting my food, and every time I look over, he's like behind one of the like deli things.
Yes.
And he's staring at me the whole time. No, I don't want to go in there anymore.
He was infatuated with Mike. He played drums. Who's the guy with the beard? I said, Mike. Oh, and he played twice, and I can't. He was a little. You should. He goes, I see him in Shopper. I went, you need to go up to Mike. Mike loves that. I said, he pretends he's not into it because he's really shy. But the more you talk to him, the more he loves it.
I told Deanna this story this morning. She's just like, why are you telling me about the guy talking to you? And I go,
hey, how did you, Mike Titchy?
Joe.
You played guitar.
See, I don't want to do
it. In one band and drummed in the other.
It's such a different story now that you really explained it.
I saw him, and this is how you play your boop, bop, boop, bop, boop, bop. Boop, 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 bop, boop, bop. Right? That was you.
Yes, I was.
Oh my God. You play a lot of bands.
Jim's in here. He told me, go up to him. You're going to like it. That's what he said.
Jim said we should hang out. Me and Mike Titchy, yay!
What was he doing in the supermarket staring at you, though?
He works there.
He works there.
Oh, he works there.
So now I'll tell you this.
So now you could never go in.
Exactly. Now Mike will never go back into that supermarket.
He probably followed him home. He knows where he lives now.
Walk in with disguises.
Can I help you with your packages?
He's going to be like those underage kids that ask for beer, but he's going to be like, yo, can you get me something from the salad bar? I'll give you $20. It's like cucumbers, maybe something.
Do you need ID for that?
Psst. No. Hey, lady. Going in there, get some groceries.
Get me a can of.
Do you need? Shh, quiet.
You might see me.
Get me some olives.
Okay.
And some peppers and some grapes. But don't put them in a different car if you can. I'll meet you over at the Robin's Nest. I'll meet you at the Robin's Nest in Chester. She's $3 for your troubles.
That'll be the drop-off point. Well, there was another. There was one time. It was Amy's mom. Saw me in a grocery store.
Hey, Mike!
This
I'm Amy's mom! Date my daughter!
She walks up. She's in front of me in line, and she turns around. I'm just like, totally back in the day when I never slept, and I'm just like in line, like, my eyes fall. It looked like I'm on drugs. And she turns around. She goes, Mike Titchy! He's in a band and he's gonna be famous. to the cashier and in line. I was just like, yeah. She's like, have you heard of him? You should see him. And I was just like, oh no. I just wanted
Betty
water.
Betty is one hell of an advocate. She
I
is.
Just wanted.
It's embarrassing,
I
but
just
she
wanted
is.
To get some water.
Well, at least you know if she's ever your mother-in-law. At least you got a good mother-in-law.
But it was Amy's mother.
It is Amy's.
Oh, Amy's
mom. It was Amy's mom.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's ready to go. If anything ever happens to Joe, all
right.
Hey, you're in, and then you knock off Deanna. You got a good mother-in-law. Maybe you should go buy you some olives and shop
right. Mike Titchy, you play the drums?
Quiet. Maybe you should buy me some groceries.
I kept trying to say to him, like, yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Like, that's ending the conversation. Right. You're just like...
With your hands out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
Go away.
Thank you.
I know. I thought it was someone else. Now I know who it is.
It's even worse.
He's such a beautiful person.
Yeah.
It's Eric, isn't it?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
It's Eric.
And the only reason, would you say?
It's Eric, isn't it?
Hey,
it's my blue baba.
I'm playing the band with you. You're playing two bands, and I'm playing one of them. Oh my gosh. What's up, Alex?
Nothing much.
Alex.
How you doing?
I'm good. Last week was so funny. Which, by the way, tomorrow, speaking of last week's show, I went to the gym, and the trainer was like, you need to animate your stuff. He goes, if you start animated, you guys doing your podcast, those little bits,
yeah,
be freaking hilarious. What happens the next day? Which now I just set up a phone call for tomorrow. Hold on. Dun, da, 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 da,
Alex, just say check, check.
Check, check, check.
Email.
Artie, say check, check, check.
Check, 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 check.
Artie's back.
Check.
Joe, say check, check, check.
Check one. I'm back. Check one.
Everyone here. Say here.
Here, present.
Here.
Are you around tomorrow to talk? I want to catch up on a few things and talk to you about the animation stuff for your part for the podcast.
Who's that from?
Oh, that's awesome.
This guy's name is Rick. He's from Authentic Literary Management.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah,
that would be so great.
Oh, my gosh. And then we started laughing, thinking about...
Amazing.
Now you do your four tenors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
With anything. Yeah. And just, we'd read it here and just let them animate it. Last week was so freaking funny.
Oh, and edit. We started thinking
about stuff on Facebook and Twitter. People twitting.
Yeah.
Tweeting.
I actually wrote an episode of Father Phil.
Really?
With me.
Oh, yeah. Father Phil?
Yeah, his spinoff show.
Yeah, you said you wanted the spinoff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Father Phil goes camping.
Is this?
Nothing like that. I was taking it easy off of the, obvious gay humor.
I'm afraid to see what direction you go, Alex.
It's funny.
He said, it's funny. Trust me, it's funny.
I just want all of us to write scripts and hand them to Jim. Joe, Amy, Deanne, everyone's just going to write scripts for the four tenors, yeah. And Jim just has to read them.
All right, so I got some... Does anyone get anything? Because I got some stuff.
No, go.
I got some cool stuff. First of all... I got so pissed. Any of you guys watch the Grammys?
I saw it.
I saw like the replays and stuff. Horrible.
No, and I never will.
It was horrible.
On a good note, Bruno Mars is amazing.
Oh, I didn't watch that. I've always thought he was good, but
Bruno Mars is the entertainer of our time. I'm gonna say he's the entertainer of our time. He brings off this positive, amazing. He's entertaining. I can't get enough of the guy. Mm-hmm. He's freaking amazing. However, the Grammys, it all night, every commercial, don't go anywhere, coming up a tribute to the Bee Gees and Metallica with Lady Gaga. And they show Hetfield singing, Mother to the Flame, back again with all. What a great song. Moth into the Flame. How ironic that they're singing Moth into the Flame when it's about pop stars ODing and getting addicted to fame and they end up in self-destructing their lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How this is now this is Metallica. Big 100 million copies sold, one of the best ever. Another, I gotta sit through.
Oh, watch yourself, man. Don't say anything bad about the almighty.
You can't tell me. You know, it's just like the old times. It's like, call me a conspiracy theory, whatever. Okay? The old times, it was like Sinatra and them, they owned the industry. Hands down, they owned the industry. And they pretty much control what was getting out there. Where you play this, and then they were the guys. then kind of music kind of changed, the bebop and all that. Right now, I'm telling you, Jay-Z.
Let's just call it the BM and let people figure out. Don't say what you want to say.
They have a lockdown on pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
But they...
It's not that it's a bad thing, but they... It's clearly they... Now, I did enjoy watching the kids and Jay-Z and all that, but I was like, I thought it was weird. There's a lot of things I thought was weird, all right? And if I hear one more freaking political statement...
Oh, my God. Me too.
It wasn't as bad as it was supposed to be, though. A lot of people were supposed to do it, and they gave them full rein to say what they wanted to, but it wasn't as bad, really. Just a Tribe Called Quest. You know, there was a couple people.
Yeah, but here's what's interesting about Tribe Called Quest. Tribe Called Quest, they already were singing that song before...
Trump won.
Before right. Trump yeah. even won.
Right.
So it's not like they specifically made that. They already had that because they were on SNL with Chappelle.
Right.
That's right. And I'm going to say Chappelle was one of the main reasons getting them on, to put them back in the forefront. But, okay, besides all that, millions, you can't tell me Metallica didn't have millions of fans. Let's say 500,000 that specifically waited and watched the Grammys.
And would not watch it otherwise.
And would right. never watch. I would never watch the Grammys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would never catch me watching the Grammys. And you have fans like me, fans like, and we get extra 500,000 to 1,000,000 to God knows how many more Metallica brings you. And now that they said they're with Lady Gaga,
yeah.
I was very intrigued. I went, all right, how are you gonna pull this off?
Well, she's actually a huge metal fan, and she's always said in interviews, like, one of her favorite bands.
I wasn't denying that. I just didn't. I was like, what are they going to do? Is she going to
do? Like, it's a good crossover.
I agree, which is why I wanted to watch. And I went, are they going to do one song, or are they going to do, like, the guy who sang early was, once I was 7 years old.
It was a mashup almost.
It was a mashup. Yeah. It was a mashup. Yeah. He did his song, and the girl did her song.
Right.
Like, oh, so this is what Metallica... How are they gonna mix a Metallica song with a Lady Gaga song? This is gonna be freaking interesting. So I'm waiting. And then finally it comes on. They don't even introduce Metallica doing their own song.
Yeah. Do they have to though? Like, did they forget?
They introduced Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. They said
Lady Gaga.
Wow.
They had an actress, Laverne Cox. She's the one who introduced her. Who introduced both of them.
Wow.
After she...
I mean...
That's a big screw-up.
Yeah.
And then... Hetfield's mic is off?
For the first whole verse.
Yeah.
Silent.
He had to go and share the mic.
It was off the whole time.
And that surprised Gaga.
He had to finally go to Lady Gaga and sing next to her during the chorus.
Yeah.
Now... I've been to these shows. They run this 2-3 times in a day. Mm-hmm. There's prompters. There's a director that watches everything. There's a stage manager that says, can you read the prompter? And you practice. The actor has to come out and go, ladies and gentlemen, Metallica with their song Moth Into the Flame and Lady Gaga. No one's talking about this? This is not a problem?
I think a lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah. No, this is all the headlines. Beyonce! Beyonce!
But didn't the same thing with the microphones happen to Adele?
No.
No, she screwed up.
No, last year.
Last year.
Right, last year they had a lot of problems where they had a guitar in the background and for vocals. They had another mic, a hot mic in the back.
They also played. They played Metallica when Megadeth were leaving the stage.
Right. After they won.
That's pretty funny.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
That's like saying all Asian people look alike.
Or was it an FU to Dave Mustaine?
Yeah.
Maybe. Or they just, I think they
I
were
doubt
just.
It.
Here's the thing, though, is people start talking about like these conspiracy theories against the metal, but let me tell you something. All the techs, all the audio guys, all the lighting guys, they're all metalheads. There's no way they meant to turn off Metallica.
There is one guy
microphone.
That wasn't, though. He's the guy that tripped on the cord under the stage. That was what came out.
All right. Even this, I don't buy. I don't buy. You can't. You're going to tell me. I've been on those things. Those wires are as wide as my wrist and arm. You're going to say you tripped. And
it twists.
So I'm surprised there's
plug
wires.
In probably, right?
For starters. It wasn't.
There's no wires.
It wasn't a.
I ain't buying it. What, I'm not.
Well, yeah, they're probably, cordless, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's. I find it hard to believe that the Grammys, the biggest musical event in history, if they want to be treated as the elite of elite, you not only screw up the song, but you don't have the intro? Yeah. There's something weird there.
Do I believe in conspiracies? Nah. Do I believe powerful people would get together and plan for certain outcomes? Nah. I think everything in America is open and clean and above board, and powerful people always play by the rules.
You know when they would have been talking about it?
Weird.
If Gaga's mic was off, everybody would have been talking about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Then they would have been talking about it.
Yeah.
No, they said, oh, and James Hetfield, you know, they had technical problems. They're not even acknowledging they weren't even introduced. You don't think that's freaking weird? On national TV? Ladies and gentlemen, here's the biggest rock metal band in history, selling over 100 million albums. Number one album right now worldwide. Their song is Lady Gaga.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's
but is it the girl
weird.
That announced
Oh,
them?
By the way, his mic ain't on. Sorry.
Yeah, it's one of the girls from Orange is the New Black.
So,
why is she introducing a metal
And
band?
Even if she did, you can't...
You can't read.
Is she retarded? I don't think so, because she learns scripts.
Yeah.
So you have a big-ass prompter in front of you. You can't tell me you can't see Metallica.
Right.
You just see Lady Gaga? So then who wrote that and who... There's something weird.
And don't
here.
She know? Doesn't she know way ahead of time? Here. Like, I'm gonna go up tonight. I'm announcing.
They did a run through.
Yeah, they rehearsed it all week. Probably.
You do
a
rehearsal. You do a run through. They film a run through.
Yeah.
Maybe Lady Gaga was supposed to say, "And here's my backing band, Metallica."
No way.
Like that.
No way. Yeah. No way.
People couldn't believe that Gaga had a metal song out.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. But I mean.
Anyway, it just pissed me off.
You know,
James had no comment on it. I guess right.
No, he don't need to. They had a concert tonight. It's over. They're going to be sold out tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to sell out the whole stadium
sold out all over.
Right.
Now, I mean, I think my question is the most real is, how come we weren't at the fucking Grammys?
That's right. How come
how
songs
come we
in the
weren't,
garage
yeah.
weren't even...
We didn't get new comedy. We didn't get
we
new
didn't get
metal.
Nothing.
We didn't get...
We didn't even get best metal comedy album of the year.
Yeah, I mean,
seriously,
it's a category like that. It's ridiculous.
Jeffro Tull beat us.
Yeah, I think so. With their album that's 5 years old.
Who dropped the ball on that?
Who
I mean,
dropped
it's terrible.
The ball on that? Weren't even acknowledged. What a shame.
Like, yeah, not only was Metallica not acknowledged, we weren't acknowledged.
That's right.
I mean, more importantly,
we're way more upset about that.
How did you.
Not even the comedy
meeting?
Or not like nothing?
Zero. Nothing.
That's the conspiracy.
I mean, every person that heard the album basically gave us a 10 out of 10.
I know, it's a little weird.
It's got to be some... Oh, I was actually having this discussion today.
Yeah.
So I know the Academy picks movies.
Yeah.
Who does...
who does the Grammys?
Yeah. Well, how did the Grammys get picked?
How many albums you sell, most likely?
I don't know if it's that. I think
that's weird. So like,
no,
I
can't be.
What I think is really interesting this year, Chance the Rapper, who it's his third album, won 3 Grammys, and he's unsigned. He produces everything, distributes everything himself.
Yeah, but he's
so
in a Kit Kat commercial.
Off of, is he in a Kit Kat?
He's in a Kit Kat commercial.
Ah,
oh, really?
I'm surprised 21 Pilots didn't win more. They're kind of big.
21 Pilots?
Yeah, they're huge.
They were afraid they were going to drop their drawers next.
That was funny. That was really funny.
I didn't watch, so I don't know what's going on.
What, yeah, we're right having a conversation.
See, I thought I'd been watching like news channels all day and just like staring at them, and I thought Adele had the same issue, but I guess they were showing last year's or something. And then they were showing Metallica, and I was like, oh, wow, all this crazy stuff happened. And I saw Beyonce in some sparkly outfit, and I just, I can't watch it.
I wonder if it was like someone else you were focusing on. I mean, this is me saying, if we weren't focused on Metallica, if we were focused on one of the other acts, we'd have been like, and they messed up this with them, but you don't notice that because you don't care.
Yeah, who knows?
I thought about that, too, because some people are like, yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Where, no.
Well, Adele just started off flat. I think she wanted to really nail it.
Yeah, she
said. And I think she
horrible.
Was very emotional with the George Michael thing. And that's why she just said, can I start over again?
Oh, so that did happen.
Yeah, that happened, yeah.
This year?
Yeah, she was like,
She started singing, and I went, oh, my God, Dee, the things in the background sound horrible. And I went, oh, my God, that's her. She's off key. She's way off key. She sounds horrible. And she stopped.
Oh, wow.
And then she cursed whatever she said, and she said, can we just start over again? And she still didn't sound great.
No, she didn't. She didn't sound good. Right.
But that's a pop song. It's not a ballad with
the
orchestra.
And the way she did, I didn't like her version of it.
Well, I think they gave her more of a standing ovation at the end because she did restart it.
I think they gave a standing ovation because it's a dead guy.
Yeah, look at Bowie won five. Spade. Bowie won 5 Grammys yesterday.
Yeah.
Did he win anyone who was alive?
No disrespect to George Michael, but come on. If you show Aunt Carol in the background and you never met Aunt Carol, you're going to stand up because we just sang a beautiful song and we showed a montage of beautiful Carol's life.
It's all they also know what's going to get all the people.
Of course you need a standing ovation.
Like if someone dies, they're going to target a lot of stuff towards them because
like
the people,
Bowie.
Bowie
won 5.
It makes sense.
That's how many
I mean,
Adele
it doesn't
won.
Make sense that they deserve to win. It makes sense that that's what
it doesn't
is getting
take
viewers.
Away their musical geniuses and all that, but like I think that's more of what the they stood up because she started getting teary-eyed.
They should state and say, like, well, he won this just because he's dead now.
Yeah, like, David Bowie beat a Metallica song. It was like, why are they even in the same category?
Yeah, that is weird.
I'm done with the Grammys, man. It's the dumbest show.
Yeah, don't ever watch it, ever.
It's over.
It's just going to make
it
dumber. It's
the dumbest thing ever seen ever.
Well, I saw there's a couple people writing on, like, Facebook or Twitter or something, just like, Metallica sold out. Singing with Lady Gaga, and it's like, can you really sell out? Like, is being metal that rebellious anymore?
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Being metal is very, when everybody else does it, you're not rebelling. There's a million metal bands.
This is how, this is how I'll shut all those dummies up right now, right? Think of this. Not only did Metallica not sell out, okay? Do you know what Moth Into the Flame is? None of you guys have a clue?
The song? Like what it means?
About? Yeah.
You just told us.
Yeah.
What?
About being addicted to fame.
Right.
And being and on burning a self-destructive out. Path.
Right.
Yeah. So
and
here
being
they
a
are.
Moth and flying to the light.
Right. And actually I heard Lady Gaga put a giant tattoo on her back of a moth for the show.
Yeah, I mean, listen to this. So here you are in the Grammys. Where you got all your young pop stars and the biggest pop stars, and you're singing Blacked Out, Pop Queen, Amphetamine, The Screams Crashed Into Silence, Tapped Out, Doused in Gasoline, The High Times Going Timeless, Decadence, Death of the Innocents, The Pathway Starts to Spiral, Infamy, All for Publicity, Destruction going viral. Light it up. Another hit. Erase the pain. Bulletproof. Ah, kill the truth. You're falling, but you think you're flying high again. Sold your soul. Built a higher wall. Now you're thrown away. Same rise and fall. Who cares at all? Seduced by fame. A moth into the flame. That's selling out.
Maybe Grammy didn't want those lyrics being heard.
Yeah,
that's
well,
why they
good.
Yanked them.
Ben, den, den.
I mean, hell, if this is a way to get Metallica out of the Grammys, I say great.
Right? twisted, backstabbing, wicked, the delusion, absolution. Perjurer, fame is the murderer, seduced you into ruin. Light it up, I light it up. Another hit erases all the pain. Come on, tell the truth. You're falling, but you think you're flying high again. Dude, that song is awesome. Moth into the flame, burn.
See, I kind of think sometimes...
New Metallica is it.
There's like music, and there's art, and then there's entertainment. And sometimes you could, like, you could say Metallica is a, they're musicians, they're a band. And then there's this thing called entertainment, which is TV and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not the same thing. It's like, no. Britney Spears is not the same thing as a real songwriter.
Right.
Or a James Taylor. They're just not the same thing.
Right.
So when you try and put them together and you go,
right,
this guy, it's like, they don't even do the same things.
Well, right. Well, first of all, Britney Spears doesn't even write her songs, most likely.
Right, but a
and
lot
of James Taylor does, so. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. There's just a whole different, people that, it's a whole different thing. It's like saying just because they both have instruments, they're doing
right,
the same thing.
They're in the same industry,
but,
right.
But they're not. It's, I think it's very different.
Oh, dude, what the lyrics and guarantee your name, you go and kill yourself. The vultures feast around you still. Overdose on shame and insecurity. If one won't do that, Fistville will. Death scene, black hearse, the limousine, a grave filled with seduction. Vaccine, fame does the murdering. She builds up for destruction.
Is that the same song?
Yeah.
Dude. He's just singing random songs.
I'm poetic, Mike.
It's a Britney Spears song.
I don't know if you know it, Mike.
Came off the top of your head.
That's what we call spoken word.
Yeah.
And I just freestyled some spoken word. Lou, can you put some rap behind that? Can you drop the beat? Drop the beat, I'll do it again. Yeah!
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 I watched your,
Black Jam Pump Queen and Fun, I mean to scream, crashed into silence. Bye!
Yeah!
Step down, dozen gasoline, the hot times going timeless. Papa. Bye!
Yeah!
Come on, Lou, break down the bass.
I can't wait to hear what that sounds like when we listen to it. It's gonna be amazing.
Take an edge, death of the innocent, the pathway starts to spiral.
For those who can't see, Jim is whirling a gun in the air.
Infamy for publicity, destruction going viral. You say,
what are you saying, Mike? It sounds like the guy from ShopRite singing.
I was just going to say that.
Hey, Mike! Going viral.
Aren't you a lot of fans?
Aren't you playing Bad at Bernie's?
You did.
Did you play with Metallica?
You're that guy. The result of nearly 70 years of audio expertise from Onkyo, combined with Steve Harris's uncompromising sonic standards, have produced the Made in Audio
Sonic Standards.
Sonic Standards. We're talking about like...
Is that like the burger place?
When you... No. We're talking like... Don't you remember the... what was that plane?
The supersonic... The...
Stealth Bomber?
The Concorde.
The Concorde. That's supersonic.
Supersonic.
That is supersonic.
That's supersonic. That's what Onkyo is. They're supersonic.
Super.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is uncompromising sonic standards.
Ooh.
Super.
Unlike the Concorde, this
Concorde
is uncompromising.
Can't touch.
Yeah.
The Concorde couldn't touch what Steve Harris and Onkyo are putting together.
Nope.
Edphones. That's what they did. Edphones. Supersonic.
Super.
On.
Supersonic.
On ear headphones that deliver even handed power and detail at all frequencies.
All of them.
Not some.
Yeah, not.
Nah.
Nope.
Not like.
All of them.
We're talking all frequencies.
All the bass frequencies, all
when
the
you,
trebles,
when you
all
to
the
mids.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can hear dog whistles dogs, on the headphones.
Dogs love Iron Maiden.
Headphones.
Because they're supersonic.
Super.
Headphones.
Super.
On-ear headphones that deliver even-handed power and detail at all frequencies. All of them.
All of them.
What, are you going to give me some?
No.
Nah.
Look at these headphones. This is what I ask my listeners. Next time you go into a place, are you gonna pick up some headphones? I want you to go.
Do you have headphones?
No. Before you even say that, Mike, I want you to ask whatever headphones you're thinking about. You go, how many frequencies you got?
And they'll tell them. You'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Headphones have all frequencies. They're picking up things from Jupiter.
And you're charging me how much for this?
From Uranus.
When I can have all...
Pick up frequencies from Uranus?
Yeah, and Pluto.
Speaking of Pluto, this is designed with Iron Maiden Steve Harris.
He's from Pluto.
Maiden Audio headphones are studio quality headphones made especially for rock and metal fans. These high-end, high-spec premium headphones truly have to be heard to be believed. I don't believe it. It's because you haven't heard them.
Uh-huh. No.
I don't believe it.
Mike Tishy, do you believe it? Do you play at Bernie's?
There's even a Maiden Audio app available on iOS and Android that contains exclusive EQ settings.
I love this part.
Wow.
The Iron Maiden band members.
I think I saw a picture of on Allie's Instagram. I think she just got a pair.
She did, making it a perfect companion to the headphones. Visit shoponkyo.com. Click on headphones to get your pair today for only $199. Keep listening for instructions on how you can win a pair, courtesy of my sponsor, Onkyo USA. That's shoponkyo.com and click on headphones for your headphones. And you know what? Maiden is about to introduce a tour. How cool would they feel you showing up with your headphones at the Maiden concerts? Nice. And you go, I got them because I listened to the Metal and Me podcast with Jim Brew and the gang.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I watched the Ari Shaffir show, the last one you did.
Sears Paint.
Yeah. They filmed that so good. Did you watch it?
No, I never watched
it. It looks, they do that so good.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Really?
Like, it's the best, like, the way they film it, because I guess you have a crowd and you're in the center of a big crowd. Is that how it is?
Pretty much, yeah.
And the way they have it mic'd is so good, because they have, you're really clear, but they also have mics in the crowd. So you have all the people dying. You hear that.
Mm.
Very clearly. It sounded like a really good version of the old, like Sam Kinison. I don't want to say it sounds like that, but it's a lot of the new stuff they have. It's very closed mic'd and you don't hear the crowd. The crowd is like, you don't feel like you're in the room with them.
Yeah.
But it's honestly the way they film that show. Like I watched I've seen you tell that story a million times.
Sure.
It's so funny though. Like just the camera work and everything.
I nailed it that day.
What's that?
I nailed it that day.
It was.
For those of you who don't know, Mike is talking about, it's called.
This Is Not Happening.
This Is Not Happening. And it's. I guess just the Jim Brewer episode. Jim Brewer, This Is Not Happening. They just asked me, they booked me in June to do another one.
Do you know
what? It's the same people that do Comedy Jam.
Oh, awesome.
So we're hanging out that night, and I told them a story about going to dinner with Brian Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And they were howling.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, will you do this on the next show?
So is that the same people people produce that show? So that's what they're going to do. The thing with that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I already got a video of me and Halford, like the raw video.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
Jim, is that show only on the internet or it's on Comedy Central?
This is
an app.
It'll probably be on Comedy Central. Then once it's on Comedy Central, it's always on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. Or it's a big YouTube thing.
Yeah.
I would assume. All right. So... still working on stuff. We're going to film some videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you know more about that. He's going to be a dick tonight. Raising teenage girls. Thrash. And Family Warrior.
Don't we already have a video for Thrash?
Yeah, but this one is before the video starts.
Oh, cool.
All these videos are setups for the live song.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I want to make a video of what is the dick doing before he makes that phone call to me.
That's so funny.
What is going down right before he calls me? to make him go, we got to hang out. And he's just had, and now he's going to, it's going to lead into the lyrics of that song. Yeah, play that, Lou. Play. He's going to be a dick tonight. So, you know, and the lyrics go, you know, he's hanging out at his mom and his mom's house. He's blasting Slayer. He shows up with Roman candles, a six pack, and he says, I got bail money. We get thrown out of a club because he's hitting on a pregnant woman. Little did he know it was Beyonce. So with that said, what happens before that goes down is what is
how you set on that? What have you thought exact? Do you know what
I have? But I'm not the raising teenage girls is hilarious.
Uh huh.
It's a great concept.
How are you going to do the video? Is it just you in the video?
Or no, I'm going to need friends and stuff.
But what do you like? Does someone have to be your daughter?
No, I'll use my daughters.
Okay, okay.
I'll use my daughters. I'll ask Gene to be the dick.
Uh-huh.
Surprise.
Yeah, for some reason.
He'll be so funny.
Yeah.
It's be great.
Oh, yeah.
Family Warrior is really, I don't want to, I'm going to have laugh tracks and it's going to be a little mini sitcom.
That's awesome.
Right?
During Dick, through the whole thing, it should just be Gene on a screen doing stupid things through yes. the whole song.
Yeah,
just
like the whole
him
song.
Like looking at the camera, making right. stupid faces.
You know what? That might be the whole video. Like the whole video. I should have him. That's a great idea, Mike. We should have him just dancing in a room
totally.
By himself, looking at the camera and mugging to the camera.
Taking his shirt off, like walking around, patting his belly and stuff.
Right? Opening Roman a candles. Window and yelling outside.
Dropping something, pulling down, you see his butt crack.
So you're going to put a camera in his house on the
Why
weekend.
Why not?
That's the normal weekend.
Going up to a counter and knocking everything down.
Yeah, that'll be fun. If that's going on a giant screen, like his big face.
Yeah, it'll be on a big screen.
Behind us when we play.
Yeah, it's almost like, do you remember in, you remember Jim Carrey in Pet Detective? He was so freaking fun. He had a field day. The director was brilliant. They were just like, put a camera on Jim Carrey and just let him go.
Yeah.
And we will tie these scenes together. And there was a scene where he was looking into the fisheye camera. And he just did like 20 characters in 10 seconds, and it was freaking. I was in the movie theater. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing yeah. so hard.
That was great.
Phil. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. But that's what we got to do with Gene. He discovers he's on the internet.
Yeah. That's Gene's YouTube channel.
Gene's YouTube channel.
And hilarious. Then for the local shows, he actually just comes out.
Oh, like, the yeah.
end. He just strolls out, no shirt on.
He should be walking around naked. We'll put the icon, blur out that section. Should have him streaking.
Loud and rowdy.
Oh, God.
I ordered the Judas Priest turbo thing off of deepdiscount.com.
Really?
Yeah. When I went on deepdiscount.com, mm-hmm. I saw the turbo thing. I'm like, oh, that's freaking cool. They got it's an awesome website. It's a really awesome website.
They have the newest releases.
Yeah, they have
that
everything.
Just came out.
Yeah.
They really have everything.
It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I actually went to it. I really
For
did.
For me, it is.
I went to it last week, and I was looking. They also have T-shirts.
Yes,
my favorite T-shirt.
I was looking for a Metallica shirt. I mm-hmm. want to get like retro shirts, so I'm gonna have to go on them now. So, well, if you guys haven't done it, you should check out deepdiscount.com because they're a big supporter of our show. They have an awesome site, which I'm telling you about right now, and there's a lot of cool stuff. And like Mike just said, you save a lot of money. And deepdiscount.com doesn't just have CDs, vinyls, DVDs, Blu-rays. They have T-shirts.
Yep.
I was looking. Yeah, they got good, really good retro stuff. I want to get my shirts off of there. Video games, collectibles, there's more. You're going to find everything that you're looking for. Incredibly low prices. And this week, right now.
Big deals.
Right now.
Deeper discounts.
That's right. Even deeper. You ready for this?
Right now.
Deep discount metal sale.
Nice.
That's right. Metal sale going on now at deepdiscount.com in order of screw you Grammys for not acknowledging metal. That's not what Deep Discount said. That's what I'm saying.
Do they have System of a Down?
No, but they have Triple Threat, Annihilator, Theater of Dimension, Xandria, and so many more.
They have Beavis and Butthead on Blu-ray.
Yes.
Oh, the movie.
Yep.
Or the series. Is
it Beavis and probably Butthead? The series. You have to go on deepdiscount.com. Check it out.
It is the complete collection.
Oh wow.
Yeah. There you go.
Now for $24.
$24 you get all the whole collection of Beavis and Butthead.
So that's down from $45 down to $25. Awesome.
If you go to Walmart or whatever, you're paying like $50, $75
And they won't even have that there.
They're not gonna have Beavis and Butthead entire sets.
They got chips.
That's what I saw. I saw the chips one. Dan, 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 dan.
Oh, the show.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think of it?
Potato chips.
What
if
gambling chips?
It's like, what about Barney Miller?
Let me look.
I bet you they do.
Barney.
Barney Miller was awesome.
Is that dude? Da da.
No, that's Sanford and Son.
That's Sanford and Son.
You big dummy. Come on. Joe, you big dummy. The name says it all. At deepdiscount.com, everything is deeply
Barney Miller, the complete series on DVD they have.
There you go. I'm telling you, if you go to deepdiscount.com, you find anything you want. They have new music DVD releases, too. This week, check out Def Leppard.
Oh, they have a new album?
That's right. And there will be a next time live from Detroit. That's what you get right now from Deep Discount. That's from last summer's tour. It was just released DVD concert performance. Peaches, superb surround sound, amazing visuals, and a sit list. A sit list. Shut up.
Shit list.
Peaches and a shit list. What happened?
When my nose is stuffed, I can't think.
They also have, wow, and shitless, you're a really good deep state discount. Poke.
state
spokesman.
I'm just deranged today.
They also have Karate Kid, all of them.
Yep.
All of
them. So you got new classics, new tracks. It can't be a new classic when we're talking about it.
Oh, boy.
They have all the newest classics.
Thank you. Get your copy now for
have,
a really
Casablanca?
Great price. Just go to deepdiscount.com. Huge support of our show. Go check it out. Thank you, Deep Discount. Now, here's the other thing, right? So yesterday, last night, I was on. No one saw. I DVR'd Kevin James' show tonight. I watched the first 2 minutes when I was on. I didn't like the way I looked.
Was it on at 8 or 8:30?
8.
Oh, I thought it was 8:30.
What didn't you like about the way you looked?
I have a hard time watching myself. I feel like I look haggard. Like I got deep.
You look pale in like compared to the other guy that was on. The guy.
Yeah,
was,
I looked. I think that color green wash me out. Made me look pukey. Maybe I should have had.
Or maybe it's just the church lights.
Could have been the church lights. I don't know. See, it's so funny. I'm not even talking about the acting.
Yeah,
just talking about his hair. You didn't like his hair. His hair was.
But my hair. There was a line in my hair. I'm
does
like,
it look
oh,
the
God.
Same as the other two times you were on, or is there something different?
I didn't see the other dude.
Oh, you didn't?
No, he was, because I was at his house. He was a little more dressed up.
I was dolled up for this one. Yeah. I was like real priest.
And we only saw the first 5 minutes, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. So I'll check that out. I know the guy who was on it was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin James is freaking funny. Huh? Kim Coates was so good. Him and James were great. All right, so here's the other interesting thing. So last night, I go on Facebook and I make a little rant that I was angry. What just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of what we just talked about. Unbeknownst to me, it's got more than 500,000 views.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's got over 7,000 shares.
Oh wow!
And it burst over 1,000 comments. So today,
but hold on to your hats.
Amy, the publicist, is calling all day. And I'm like, did I miss radio today? Like, what? Did I miss something? The heck is going on? So I call up real quick. I'm like, listen, I'm on the phone. Did I miss an interview? She's like, no, but you need to call me. Okay. So I forget to call her. She texts again. Finally, I call her back. Everything all right? Yes. I don't know if you know it, but your Facebook video last night has like a ridiculous amount of shares. And it's all over today, and I have all these media requests for you.
Oh, great.
What? What? Are you kidding me? She goes, I don't think we should do it. I think it's over. And I went, no, hold on. I go, I don't really. She goes, I thought you'd think one is interesting, though. She goes, Nikki Six wants you to call in tomorrow.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
So I said, I'll do Nikki Six.
Yeah.
Nikki Six, I will totally do.
Awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
It didn't he? What did he?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Yes.
Never mind.
Yes, of course.
But you're going to bring that up, right?
In the end.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get an extra 10 minutes out of it.
It's all fun. We know it's
all fun and games.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty good. Maybe, you know. It's going to be good.
That's great.
Because we'll talk about this, and then I'm sure we're going to bounce into a
little bit of that.
A little bit of the other way. Which, how cool. I've been waiting to do this forever.
What were the other ones?
And I know it's going to be good. What?
What were the other ones? Can you say? Or?
I said, I don't even want to hear anymore.
Worth remembering, yeah.
I said, unless it's Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. No offense to radio stations. I don't need to be calling radio stations all day. And
right.
So, Jim, what do you think? All right. Watch the video. You saw how I felt.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm talking as a fan. Boy, what am I? The statement? The state poke?
The publicist.
Why can't I speak today? What am I, the spokesperson for?
State folk.
What am I, the state folk? Want to talk for you all, talking about Metallica and how they were disrespected? I'm here to be your state folk representative. And I don't like how the disrespect was all over the state last night in California. I got two things to say. I don't want to ever see Metallica disrespected again. And the other thing I have to say, if you're ever in the state of New Jersey, I'll tell you this, my son. You see Mike Tichy in Shot Right. You go up to him, you tell him, hey, I seen you at Bernie's. I know you played too bad, son. But let me tell you something. I was giggling my ass off when I was talking to him because I knew.
Knew that he would do it, right?
I knew it was only a matter of time before he run into Tichy and it was all over.
So, Alex, if you can do the shopping for Mike now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to need
personal
shopper.
I need some black beans, just canned
some olives.
Maybe if I had my Onkyo headphones on while watching the Grammys,
you would have heard Hetfield's voice.
The only way you could have heard his voice is if you were listening through
They
Ed
must have done
phones.
The Bruce Dickinson mix that makes you hear the vocals.
Then That's you would have had on your headphones.
Yeah.
Like Hetfield.
Your headphones.
He should release headphones.
James Headphones.
Onkyo gets together with James Hetfield.
Headphones.
The first thing he says is, yeah! Yeah! Ooh! And if you're watching the Grammys, it says, exactly! I actually texted him last night because I knew he was...
What did you say? Is that what you texted him?
That's what Dee was doing. That's what my wife was doing. She goes, I'm going to get you a shirt. I'm going to get you a shirt. Because clearly he was pissed.
Yeah.
He kicked the mic down. He threw his guitar, and I went, oh.
Yeah, I saw him at the end. He chucked the guitar.
I went, oh, God.
They kept showing that.
Well, at least he threw it to a roadie,
news.
Though. He didn't smash it. But he's got to save that for MetLife.
I said, oh, man, that's going to suck. So here's what I text him. Because in those circumstances, you really got to, you need to laugh it off. I sent him a picture. You ready for this? Ready? Can you see what I'm showing you?
Yeah.
It's a mime.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went, you should have went dressed out like that.
So you know what? You know how his throat hurt? I thought that his voice was just gone. What do you have to sing? It's like, man, his throat really is busted.
Live in concert, Mime-talica. A moth into the flame, and he just acts it all out next to Lady Gaga. He's got his hands, and he's doing the moth.
And he's trapped inside the box.
He's trapped inside the box, drinking, doing drugs, and...
He just does like the, for the deaf person. He just does sign language for the whole thing.
Oh my God!
You know what would have been funny? I wonder if you had your closed caption on.
Oh, I said,
oh, what it would have said
if it would have came out
blank.
Well, I wrote. I said, at least the deaf people loved you.
Yeah, like the girl.
Why
who's
would deaf
doing
people
that
be would... watching the Grammys?
From the sideline.
There's no way they disagree with any of the winners or anything.
They were like, Metallica was the best show.
Oh my God, we loved them.
The Flames.
James Hetfield was amazing.
And I thought Adele sounded great at the beginning. Yeah.
That was great that she played the song twice for us.
Not once, but twice.
No, first time she came out, she sang Hello. That was to redeem herself from last year. When
Hello
they had all
from
the mics
Lionel Richie?
Hello.
Is it me
you're looking for? Ugh. All right, man. You guys have a good one. We'll talk next week. I got some more shows booked. We're working on the videos, and I'm working on the May run. Until then.
And we'll do next week, we can do Father Phil.
Nice.
Let's do Father Phil next week. Yeah.
It stars James Hetfield, so it's co-starring.
Oh, see, now this would have been great for this week, but let's wait till next week.
This is a nice little teaser.
Nice little teaser.
I encourage everybody, even fans, to write scripts.
I do.
Write them in, like 4 pages, write them and send it.
Yeah, write scripts. We may read your script.
Uh-huh.
And may read your email. All right, guys, have a good one. Thanks for listening.
Oh, speaking of email, we got an email from a guy from Edinburgh. Asking for
the festival?
Updates on
the festival.
If you guys are coming to the festival.
You know what? Hold on right now. Supposedly.
What festival?
The
Edinburgh.
Festival.
Oh.
All right. Talk to you guys then.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You could email us at metalandmepodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook. Search The Metal and Me. Or hit us up on Twitter at The Metal and Me. We appreciate any feedback, questions, comments, ideas. Thanks again.
MetalandMe.com